follow up on, we were talking about Coach Fox and his absence. How disconcerting was that to the team? How disruptive? How did you guys cope with it? And did all of a sudden football not be quite so important?
Well, the team was very concerned. It was a bye week. We were coming off a win. It's always a good time to get away, kind of get recharged as you go into the second half of the season. And then I believe it was Saturday, late afternoon, when I found out. And so our first concern was just for his health. How serious was this? What was going to happen in the immediate future as far as potential surgery? And so really the last thing we were thinking about was, when's he going to be back as our coach? We were more concerned with how is his health going to be going forward with his life. And had a chance to talk to him late Saturday night, and had a good conversation with him. And he was assuring that he was going to be okay, and that he may miss some time. And he was immediately going into the plan for who was going to take his place. Jack Del Rio would be the interim. So. But Coach Fox has a great relationship with all of his players, and including me. And so we were all just concerned for his natural well-being, and we were very relieved once we knew he was going to be okay. And probably one of the highlights during that time was, I want to say, maybe it was a week later, we were in a team meeting, and we had a big screen had a FaceTime chat with Coach Fox, and he didn't really know how to use it real well. He was very up close right into that camera. I think it was his first FaceTime chat he had ever done. I've become an expert on it with the kids now, but it was good for the team to see him, and that was a special moment.
Has it ever entered your mind that this could be your last NFL game, and is there something to the idea of walking away as a champion?
Well, I know there's a number of players that have walked away as champions, and I'm sure that's a great feeling for those people. John Elway, Ray Lewis did it last year. Michael Strahan. In talking to Ray Lewis and in talking to John Elway, they couldn't play anymore. That was all they had to give, and they truly left it all out there. So. I've certainly had a career change 2 years ago with my injury, with changing teams, and so I truly have been kind of a one-year-at-a-time basis. And so I really have no plans beyond this game. I had no plans coming into this season beyond this year. I think that's the healthy way to approach kind of your career at this stage. I still enjoy playing football, and I feel a little better than I thought I would at this point, coming off that surgery. And I still enjoy the preparation part of it, the work part of it. Everybody enjoys the games. Everybody's going to be excited to play in a Super Bowl. But I think when you still enjoy the preparation and the work part of it, I think you probably still ought to be doing that. And I think as soon as I stop enjoying it, if I can't produce, if I can't help a team, that's when I'll stop playing. If that's next year, maybe it is. But I certainly want to continue to keep playing.
Yeah, Peyton. Last year after the Baltimore game, the bitter cold, even though you were disappointed, you were encouraged by how you played with the glove and the bitter cold. And you even said, with next year being in outdoor New York, New Jersey, that that was something that could boost you a little bit. Do you feel confident in the cold weather because of the glove, because of some of the better games you've had in the cold here recently?
Well, I do. I think any time coming off an injury like I had, the more situations you can face, weather, 2-minute drills, third and ones, fourth and ones. I needed to face different circumstances with my new surroundings, with my new physical state. And so in 2 years, I feel like we've seen a lot as far as on-the-field situations, weather, crowd noise, you name it, with this team. And so I do feel comfortable.
Take to your left front row. Peyton, I'm just curious, getting back to the Super Bowl now, I'm just wondering how much of an impact did Tony Dungy and Marvin Harrison have on your career and your time in Indy?
Well, Marvin Harrison had a tremendous impact on my career. My very first football game in the preseason, on the third play of the game, I threw my first pass. I threw him about a little four-yard pass, and he ran 48 yards for a touchdown. And I said, boy, this NFL is pretty easy. All you do is throw it to Marvin Harrison, and he runs for touchdowns. And that's pretty much about what he did throughout the time he and I played together. And just an outstanding football player, great teammate, and he truly helped me out a lot. I leaned on him a lot as a rookie and leaned on him a lot throughout my career. Coach Dungy's influence on me and our entire team was very strong. His calming presence, that face that you see on TV when he's giving away all our plays on NBC halftime shows that it's that same calm face that he always had, which was peaceful for our players in a Super Bowl, in a championship game, in the preseason. He had that same face, and it made players on his team play calm and play at a high level. And I'm indebted to him for his help for me in my career and, of course, our teams there in Indianapolis. And I was very honored to play for him for a number of years.
All right, Peyton.
Peyton, do you know yet whether you'll practice outside every day, no matter the conditions, in preparation for Sunday? And if so, is that your preference?
I'm not sure what the plan is. Coach Fox has not shared that with us. I would imagine that's what we would do. That's what we've done in Denver this past week, and I would think that would be the plan this week.
Peyton, how much of a challenge will it be for you to keep the media this week from being a distraction for you?
I certainly hope it's not a problem. I know it's part of the requirements when you play in a Super Bowl. It's part of the honor that you get to play in this game, and there are requirements that come along with it. There's 3 days of media requirements, you know, as opposed to 1 day during a normal game week, and that's part of it. And Coach Fox has addressed it. Some of the other players that have played in Super Bowls have addressed it, that this is part of the requirement here. At the same time, you got to find time to get your preparation and your film study done. I thought we had an excellent week of practice last week. We hope to continue that this week here in New York, New Jersey. I think we will be able to do that.
All right,
Peyton. How can you use the winter weather to your advantage?
I'm not real sure. I don't really know the answer to that. So.
Peyton, how much have you talked to Eli specifically about playing in MetLife Stadium and the windy conditions, which can swirl and cause a lot of havoc? And then also, he obviously played Seattle just about a month or so ago. How much could he help you with that?
Yeah, he told me he couldn't help me much with Seattle. It wasn't one of the Giants' better days, and so he said don't ask him for a whole lot of help there. Eli and I have talked about playing in this stadium. I feel it was helpful to play in this stadium this season. It was the first time I had a chance to play in that stadium, so it's nice when you've played in it before, and at least you kind of know the surroundings a little bit. So Eli's always been very helpful to me, for many reasons, and I've talked to him a number of times, these past couple weeks, and he's excited for me, and I've always really appreciated his help and support.
Peyton, what kind of interaction have you had with Russell Wilson, if any, and what have your impressions been?
I met Russell Wilson when I was visiting, believe it or not, visiting the Broncos. Let me think about this. I believe it was after I signed with the Broncos. So let's call it March and April. And they were having players come in for visits before the draft. And I was actually in the film room watching some tape, and someone brought Russell in. He was in town for a visit, and so had a chance to shake his hand. You know, it was an exciting time in his life, getting ready for the draft, and so wished him luck. You know, told him I enjoyed watching his college career, and then had a chance to shake his hand after the two preseason games we played the past 2 years.
Peyton, I know you've been to a couple Super Bowls, but coming to a city like New York, knowing you're going to be playing outside in cold weather, is it a different feel for you, or do you sense a little different feel coming in here with your team?
Our team's excited. We've worked hard to earn this opportunity, and we couldn't be more excited. And so the Super Bowl, it's a big deal. And I know how hard it is to get here, and I know how much time and sacrifice our team has made in order to have this opportunity to play in this game. So we were excited getting on that plane. We were excited getting off that plane, and we're looking forward to being here all week and hopefully playing a good game next Sunday.
Down front, two more questions for
Ben. We asked you the other day for your impressions of the Seattle secondary. You said you didn't have much of a feel yet. You wanted to watch more tape. Just curious, at this point, what kind of a feel you have for them? And that preseason game that you guys played against them, did that tell you anything about their personnel?
Well, they have an excellent team, and like you said, I think you use every bit of this time to try to get familiar with them from what you see on film. And I think it's good that you have 2 weeks to prepare for a team, especially one that you're not very familiar with. We've played them in the preseason, but I'm not sure how much relevance that has. They obviously, looking at their defense, they are as good as advertised. What's probably one of the more impressive things is how well they play together as a unit. You really see them communicating out there on the field. You know, safeties talking to each other, linebackers talking to corners. That's not always true for every single defense. I think that's a big part of their success. And then when you combine that with just a lot of talent out there on that defensive side of the ball, to me, that's why they're such a good defense.
Peyton.
Last question.
The importance for your offense of getting Noshon Moreno well this week?
I think Noshon Moreno is going to have a great week. I think he feels good. He has just played a huge role for us the entire season. I know he's excited to be back here in his home state, and he's looking forward to being here this week and playing out there next Sunday. I can remember how excited he was when we played the Giants here in the regular season, so I can't speak for him, but you can probably just quadruple that level of excitement for him playing in a Super Bowl here in his home state. And he has just been extremely dependable for us the entire season in the passing game, in the running game, pass protection. I've said this before. We're in the shotgun a lot. I just feel very comfortable with number 27 standing next to me. He has been through a lot in his life and in his football career. He has paid his dues, and I'm happy for him that he has his opportunity to play in his first Super Bowl, and looking forward to playing in it with him next Sunday.
Thanks, Pete.
Okay, thank you all.